This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. Hitting the ground running with a transformative mission, and Mkhwanazi said to open Matlanga Commission when hearings start next week. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. Dr. Xolile Ngubane, Senior Director in the Office of the Vice Chancellor and Principal, has taken on the challenging yet vital role of leading the transformation agenda at MUT with great passion. Understanding that universities are in intricate ecosystems, Dr. Ngubane convened an inaugural discussion with Professor Marcus Ramakgale, DVC for Teaching and Learning, providing a keynote address on the MUT transformation agenda alongside the MUT deans and strategic officers. This collaborative effort aimed to gather insights on the existing transformation initiatives at MUT. During the meetings at which the South African Human Rights Commission members also made presentations, Dr. Ngubane discovered that various faculties, departments, and dedicated individuals had been undertaking remarkable work in isolation, implementing inclusion programs, decolonizing the curriculum, advocating for student well-being, and mentoring women into leadership positions. It became clear that these efforts had not yet been woven into a cohesive and unified agenda. Recognizing the tremendous potential for growth, Dr. Ngubane expressed her appreciation for the shared commitment to excellence. Dr. Ngubane emphasized the importance of grounding MUT's transformation agenda in values that reflect the university's deep respect for human dignity and social justice. In other news, the Matlanga Commission of Inquiry says its recommendations will not be binding and will serve only as guidance to President Cyril Ramaphosa. The commission has been tasked with investigating KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi's damning allegations of criminality, political interference, and corrupting in policing. He is expected to be the first witness to testify when the hearings begin next Wednesday in Pretoria. The Commission's evidence leader, Advocate Matthew Chaskalson, told a media briefing on Monday that they hope Ramaphosa will act on their recommendations. Meanwhile, the Commission says evidence leaders and investigators are pleased with the information contained in copies of the case at the centre of allegations. Mkhwanazi claimed earlier this year that 121 dockets were taken away from the political killings task team and alleged interference by suspended Deputy Police Commissioner Shadrick Spia and Police Minister Senzo Mchunu. National Police Commissioner Fani Masemula recently ordered that they be returned to the province. Speaking at the same media briefing, Commission spokesperson Jeremy Michael said the originals aren't required in their work. And finally, multi-award-winning artist Java has officially released his highly anticipated Inkanyezi 2.0 live EP. The project follows the success of his Inkanyezi live EP and serves as a continuation of the story and energy that first captured the hearts of his fans. Inkanyezi 2.0 was recorded live during two sold-out performances at the Joburg Theatre on 15 and 16 August 2025. The five-track collection brings the intimacy, vulnerability, and raw power of Java's stage presence into a recorded form. Just 3 weeks after these performances, the EP arrives to extend the unforgettable moments shared with his audience. The new chapter mirrors the spirit of the first Inkanyezi, but elevates it further. If the first release was a spark, Inkanyezi 2.0 is the full blaze. Each track carries the sound of the cheering crowd, the synergy of the live band, and Java's own emotional delivery, creating recordings that feel timeless. I am not blessed with love, my clam, but see, I hate. I am one, but see, not. A recap on your top stories this hour. Hitting the ground running with a transformative mission, and Mkhwanazi said to open Matlanga Commission when hearings start next week. That is all from me today. Catch your next full news bulletin at 1 o'clock. For MUT Radio News, I'm Sianda Kumalo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.